Akeda Yud Gimel is totally a kina of Shavas, of a change in the world order. The structure of the kina, a kai, where is the kai which recounts a moment of glory of Klal Yisrael? Behenata, and now, and it mentions the tragedy, the difficulties, the oppression of Klal Yisrael. Every paragraph is that way. A kai oimer kai reis la befetzach. Where is the kai of Avraham Avinu kai yezaracha bevis ben epsarim kai yela netzach? Where is that beautiful kai? Peinato bulu atzala beretzach lama lekim zanach dola netzach. So this entire capital talks about a contrast between a kai and the heinato and what exists now. Rav Moshe Shapiro, one of his shmuzim, talked about the idea, the meaning of the word kai, and the idea, and he used the same language that Rav Shor Dar Gedalia talks about in talking about the Yaifi of Yerushalayim, that the kai is an idea, a kayach of chibur between Ruchnius and Gashmius. Rashi said, and we had in the beginning of Parashas Matos, Kala Nevi'im Nisnabu B'kai. Moshe Rabbeinu said Nevuah B'kai. And in addition to that, he was able to say Nevuah with the Lashon of Zeh. But the Kai is the Lashon of Nevuah. Kai Amar Hashem, as we find throughout Nach, Nevuah is that Chibur of Ruchnius and Gashmius. A Kai is a mourning of our ability to be able to sense the things that are Gashmius, things that have spirituality. And that kai is what we're missing. And the constant refrain of kai is based on the idea that throughout Tanakh we have kai used in this way. The Beis HaMikdash, the first time the Har HaMoriah is mentioned, it's called kai. Avraham tells Yishmael and Eliezer, Melcha ad kai. The first time the Beis HaMikdash, the Mokim HaMikdash, is referred to with this language of Kai. Rebbeinu Bachya says that the name Kaihanim for the family of Kahuna is based also on the word Kai. The sort of the Kaihanim are the people of Kai, the people of connecting the Ruchnias and the Gashmias, as I mentioned in the earlier Kibbah. The Kaihanim were the people to connect Klal Yisrael to Avinu Shebashamayim. And when Kayanim are given the opportunity to bless Klal Yisrael, they're told Kai Sevarchu, that too begins with the idea of this kayach, the kayach of Kai, of Kai Yezaracha, of being able to appreciate things that are ruchnius, things that have a chibur to Shemayim. The first words that the Rabbi Nishalav says to a human being, Yefta Maisib Rashis, the first word that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Adam is Ayeka. Where are you? Ayeka, it's a nevuah that resonates through generations. It's the job of a full yid to always hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu asking him, Ayeka, where are you holding? Where are you? And that Ayeka is also an Ayekai. The question of where that power, the power of the Kai, of the feeling, the sense of Ruchnius in a Gashmiistic world, where it is, why it's missing. The celebration of Chanukah is also Chanukai. It's also a celebration of an ability of Klal Yisrael during difficult times in the second bayis to have that kai, to have that that ability to sense once again Ruchnius. And throughout this capital, there are references made to different times in the history of Klal Yisrael where kai was used. Starts, of course, with Kaya Zaracha by Avraham Avinu, and it goes on to Yaakov and Kayaymer, and so on. Each of the Kayas of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Kay of times of glory that existed, the destruction of Yerichai was also with a Kay Sasa, the seven Shaifraisim. That Yeshua was commanded was Kai Sasa Sheshes Yamin, go out and do it. Also, the Lashon of Kai. And if you picture the contrast between, just imagine for a moment, standing outside the walls of Yericho, the Klal Yisrael, walking around the walls, much as we walk around to do the Hashanis, walking around B'tfilah, and blowing shayfris and causing the walls of Yericho to come tumbling down or to be swallowed up in the earth, whichever version we understand, but causing a destruction, the glory, the majesty, the beauty, the sense of spirituality of going to a war and being able to do it with shayfaris, that idea is the eikai, is the kai that we're missing, the beauty, the idea of being able to live in such an existence, such a sense. So every eikai veinata is a contrast between the time when Klal Yisrael was able to fight wars with shayfaris, and the time when Klal Yisrael has to fight wars with Klei Zayin, with tools of battle. Earlier this week, I was looking ahead at Sefer Yeshua, which we're learning this coming year, Matzai Shabbosais, and it struck me that the tzira, this bee or wasp, that's promised to Klal Yisrael, doesn't have a major place in the battles in Sefer Yeshua. Whereas the tzira is mentioned at the end, in Parakav Dalet, only at the end, there's a brief reference to this tzira, this bee, this wasp, that's supposed to do battle. So I looked into it. The tzira is mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, and it's mentioned in Parshas Ekev. I'll be learning it the following week. But if you look at the two psukim, there's a contrast. In Mishpatim, it says the tzira will come and destroy the Chivi and the Knani and the Chiti, as if it'll do battle for Klal Yisrael. In Parshas Ekev, it says the tzira will come to uproot Hanisharim Vanistarim Yipanecha. When you do your battles, there'll be people hiding. The tzira will pull them out. It's a much smaller promise than in Mishpatim. And if you look in Rashi, it's more pronounced. Rashi in Mishpatim says, what's the tzira? So Rashi's lashon is Matil Behem Aras Umelisa. It's going to throw poison and kill your enemies. Not in Parshas Ekev. In Parshas Ekev, Rashi says it'll blind them. They'll put a poison in their eyes, it'll blind them, it'll be Masaris them. Obviously, if they're dying, we don't care if they're blind or not blind. So obviously, in Parshas Ekev, it's a whole different story, and the contrast is telling. I think that the answer lies, I'm not sure what the answer is, but in the beginning of Devarim, Rashi in Pasuk Ches, right in the beginning of Devarim, says, Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael, if not for the Chet HaMeraglim, you would have conquered Eretz Yisrael without Klei Zayin, without having to take a gun, without taking a sword, without fighting battles. You would have conquered Eretz Yisrael with Shefaros. After the Chet HaMeraglim, it has to be B'derech HaTeva. It has to be through doing battle. And I assume that Rashi there is referring in part to the Tzira, which before the Chet HaEgel was going to be Mamis, the Canaanim, and after the Chet HaEgel became a help to Klal Yisrael, but Klal Yisrael had to fight with Klei Zayin. That's the Shavas of the Chet HaMeraglim, the idea of the battles of Eretz Yisrael changing into having to be B'derech HaTeva. At the same time, that's the contrast between the Eikai and the Hen Atah. That's the contrast between the Eikai of Yerichai, a battle the way it should have been, with the blowing of the Shaifarais, the carrying of the Arin, and the destruction of our enemies, as opposed to the world that we live in, the world of Hei Da'atot. So once again, we attempt to appreciate that change, the change of the world order which took place, and which is so poetically expressed here in the references to the many Kais of Divrei Chazal. A Koyoime